What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Man show, friend of the show, right here down the road from us, Clayton State Lakers Coach Alexander here, a great guy, great person, man. Peach Belt Conference. Coach Alexander, good to see you, man. You look good over there, man. I love the shirt, man. Just do.
Appreciate you, boss. I really do, man. Thank you, man. It's great to be a part of what you're doing.
They appreciate the coach, man. It's good to have you, man. The coach was asking you, man. I know we're talking about offline, man. You know, last year a little tough for you, man. But I'll tell you just offline, I really feel like those tough times were going to breed things good for you this year. Because even though you only won three games, Coach, a lot of them games, you was in them games, man. It could have been a play here or there, could have got you the win. So I think fans kind of look at your record and don't realize really it's really closer than what you think it is as a fan.
Yeah. Well, you're exactly right. Tough year, like we talked about before we came online. Very tough year. But, you know, it's those years, boss, that you learn a lot. Like, we learned a lot. We poured into our kids no matter what. I mean, every game we approach the same way. We approach that game to win that game. Now, we lost nine games, like you were saying. You know, people may look at it and say, oh, man, they only won three games. We lost nine games by 4 points or less. We lost nine by 4 points or less. Nine. 11 games, we lost by 6 points or less. Okay? You look at that, and a lot of people don't know this. We played with 7 or 8 players the whole year. We only the maximum amount of players we had because of injuries and, you know, some other things that went down, we had 7 or 8 guys. We're playing, and they played hard for us when they could. They played hard for us. And so you look at that, and you look at just the record, like you said, and you can go, man, what's going on? But if you really look at those scores and look at the box score and see how many players we have, you're going, they really did a nice job with what they have. You know, so we didn't have a post player all year, a post player. We played with all guards. Tallest guy that could play inside was 6'6", and he was really a guard, but we had to play him inside because he's athletic, you know. But that's all in the past. We're looking forward to a great future. I'm excited, ready to roll. I wish we could start tomorrow.
I hear that, Coach. You know, but you know, I about told people last year, man, because I looked at him, I was like, man, he's already playing 7 or 8 dudes, and at a one point, dudes gonna wear out, and when it's gonna really hit you late game, and when you're playing 35 minutes a night, you know, you have It's going to hit you eventually. And, you know, you probably couldn't practice very much. You couldn't really do with me shoot around. So, like, people didn't really understand. I'm glad that your administration saw what I saw, what others saw, what I saw. So I am so happy. And I feel like Coach is going to make your staff better. It is going to make the ones who are still there better because they went through something different. And I feel like adversity makes you grow as a person. I'll tell you about my kids. So I can say adversity that I've experienced in my life, I'm almost 40 years old, it's made me better. And I know guys in college, getting experience at things tough early, make them better men when they're my age and your age as they progress in a live journey, Coach.
Yeah, yeah. You know, adversity, we told our guys all year. Well, we told them at the beginning of the year, adversity is coming. It's not a matter of if you're going to have adversity. Adversity is coming. And we have to use that adversity to develop our character. We're either going to drop down and give up, or we're going to fight. And we chose to fight. And we came up on the short end of the stick most of the time. But we fought. And you can't look at our squad and say they didn't fight. Because we were in every game. We were in every game. So, you know, I'm very proud of them. I'm proud of my staff. We came into practice. My staff had to practice. We didn't have enough guys to even go up and down. You know, so it was tough. It was tough. But again, we learned from that and we moved on, and we're excited about what's coming in the future.
And Coach, for your guys, man, send them in the gym right now, getting ready for this next season, man. How excited are you seeing what your guys are doing, growing, developing as players, developing their bodies as well? So to get ready for this slate you got coming up here, man, it's already on your site. Clayton State, Lakers, men's basketball right now. There's a lot of teams you're only playing, man. So about the guys you have now, man, what they've been doing in the gym and getting better, man.
They're doing it on their own. They're doing it, you know, we have great leadership. Really good leadership. As you said, our leadership has developed over the last couple of years because of what we've gone through, and the leadership has stepped up, and they have guys in the gym working out. They have guys in the weight room. They're working out. Hey, they go out sometime on their own to the sand pit. They work out. They're doing it. They're putting that work in, you know, and they understand that every day we got to lay bricks. Every day we got to lay bricks and building our team, you know, and that's what they're doing. They understand that. They believe that. Like I said, we got buy-in now. We got guys that are buying in. And they believe that every day they got to put bricks towards that building and building something great. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to build something great day by day. We're not going to do it overnight. We're going to do it day by day. And if everybody contributes, we're going to have a beautiful masterpiece in the end.
And Coach, it's funny you say that building bricks, laying bricks, because, you know, as a child, Coach, my father, when I got out of school, we spent an hour doing basketball, an hour doing football, an hour doing baseball to give me these options and then do homework. From a child, my dad taught me time and place, discipline, and how to segment your time. So, and that's what some of my internal instructor with Coach. I'm very good with time, place, and scheduling and how to map things out. A lot of my interns don't understand that. I'm trying to teach them about value of time, how to map planning, and how to be on time, be punctual, how to do stuff and map things out. And I feel like what you're saying, Coach, my dad said that in me as a 5-year-old on to now. Now I'm still doing it as almost a 40-year-old and trying to put it into my interns so they can see how positive you can be when you actually lay your bricks foundation and actually map out your town the right way.
Yeah, and you're doing the same thing for your son, your 4-year-old. You're setting him up for success. And I think, you know, a lot of kids today, they struggle with this because they're not held to that standard your father held you to, or my mother held me to. They're not held to that standard because, you know, they're so into social media and all these other things that they don't invest. They don't put that work for it, you know? So when you get a group that buys into that, that's how you know you can be special. Because these kids are a little different today than what we were, boss. They're a little different. These kids are more sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be told lies, not the truth. Whereas your dad, my mom told me, you ain't gonna get that. How you gonna get that if you making else? Boy, you better get that. You better get that stuff turned. Well, we can't say that to these kids because now they have to go see a counselor if we say that. But these kids we got are buying in. We're like, you want to win? You want to be champions? Take ownership. Take ownership. Do what you're supposed to do. Lead your teammates, and it starts with you. Don't start leadership by you dictating. Leadership is an opportunity for you to be an example. It's an opportunity for you to showcase, not to dictate. Okay, not to dictate. You know, so that but illustrate more than dictate. And that's what we got. We got leaders that are doing that.
And coach, I spoke to a team yesterday about my life story. They were surprised to know that, and this is my job covering the NBA. I do this radio show that have a lawn care service. I've invested into a barbershop, and I'm a notary. I'm like, well, I decided that, hey, I want to have multiple options in my life. And being a notary, it's always a need for that. Lawn care, there's a need for that. Need to get your hair cut, need for that, coach. Radio, there's a need for it. So I've gotten into businesses where there's a need for what I can do. And I'm trying to teach these young men that, hey, basketball is a great opportunity to get a degree. My degree's in business. My minor's in psychology. I'm taking the opportunity I was given to go to Tennessee State and maximizing it for good for my family down the road. And you got to look at your personal life beyond the court as too. You're going to the court too, but there's a time the ball comes off bouncing. And I think that came for me fast. And I had to decide what's my life path. The NBA wasn't in college. So there now I'm here 15 years later with the Boss Man Show. I'm a notary. I got a lawn care business and I half own a barbershop. So you got to look at these things for as the bigger picture, not just the small pictures. I thought sometimes both these kids today only see the small picture, which is why they take this NIL money and come off the bench somewhere. And then there's no tape on them that's good. It's costing money overseas because they chose to take this fast money now, not think about the long game down the road. If I stayed at this school, it would be D2 or low D1. I can show my talents. I can get somewhere and make a lot of money for years to come, not just fast money right now.
Exactly. You're exactly right. And that's the culture today. The kids want it instantaneously. They want instant success with at least effort and work as possible. And you can't make it in life like that. You didn't get to where you are sitting in that chair working for the Atlanta Hawks, trying to do the quickest thing that you can with as little effort as possible. You had to put effort into everything you're doing. And that's what we try to teach our kids. Everything requires effort. Everything requires energy. Everything requires focus. And most importantly, everything requires time. Okay? When you invest in all of those, you got a chance to be successful.
And coach, if you ever want to talk to your team, I will, man. When we come out there and see your guys, I love to talk to your team and get them some inspiration and pour to your team. Because I feel like
let's do that this year. Let's do that.
Helping young men is something I really believe in, coach, because I know when people help me to get me to where I am today. So I like to pay it forward and help out because I feel like that's my job as a servant leader, to help others and be a beacon to people to see about, hey, seeing a new way and getting information that can help them be better people going forward, coach.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome, man. And that's I'd love to have you come speak. I think it would be incredible for them to see to see another black man that has made it, that has worked to get there. And I'm not saying that, you know, I just think it'd be encouragement for my kids to see that. And I think a lot of our young kids need to see that, you know, because they don't see that all the time. They don't see black businessmen, you know, they don't see black politicians. Mm-hmm. Or whatever. And I think they need to see that. And you speaking to them and telling them how hard you worked. Nobody gave you nothing.
Nobody.
The only thing your dad gave you was a work ethic. You chose to accept that. He gave it to you, but you chose to take that. And now it has made you a successful businessman and what you're doing. And I think our guys need to see that. So at some point, I'm going to get you out there before we crank up in November.
Yeah, Coach, I told you before, I live in Starbridge. I ain't that far away.
Yeah, you're right up the street.
Yeah, I ain't that far away. I've been right hunting this road.
Yeah, you're right up the street, man. It'll take you 10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 minutes, I'm there. I can be over there right there tomorrow. See you guys, man. Of course, I'm railroad test over there, man. So, yeah, Coach, I'm big on that, Coach. And I feel like, you know, what you're doing for these young men, man, because you've coached in some difficult situations and you've made overcoming yourself, and you've always been there the same man. Because I know a lot of guys and people always tell me how cool you are and how well, what you've been to the business and how one of you're one of the nice guys in this business. And we know it can be very, very treacherous. You're the nice guys in this business. Tell me about you all the time. And I'm just happy that you're here to help these young men. Plain State needs somebody like you there. And I'm glad you are here to help these young men and this university come up even bigger and better, man.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. And it's a lifetime goal for me to give back to these young men, to empower them, to help them, to get them to believe, that they can sit in that chair, that they can make it happen, you know? And it's a daily task. And it's something that I work at relentlessly because I love my kids. I don't care if they have 0 points, 2 points, or 30 points. If you come talk to my guys and take me out of the picture and go, do you think this man love you guys? They'll say, that man loves us. He loves us. He loves us. And that's the way it is. And, you know, so when you have that kind of culture, you have that kind of atmosphere, success is coming. You know, it's just, you know, it's right around the corner, like I tell my guys. And we're going to keep laying them bricks every day. Bricks of success. You know, you can lay bricks of success, or you lay bricks of failure. Excuses or bricks of failure. You got excuse. Oh man, I had to go take my brother here. I couldn't work out. My mom told me I had to go to the grocery store. Excuses are bricks of failure. Those are bricks of failure. We try to get our guys to lay bricks of success versus bricks of failure. You know, so we're gonna keep doing that. God willing, we're gonna you know, get this thing rolling. And God willing, we're going to win a national championship.
No doubt. And you know what, Coach? Ownership is something I teach my interns. Just say, hey, boss, I missed a meeting. You ain't got to lie to me. I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Stuff happens. I've missed meetings because I got times mixed up. And I say, look, I thought it was this time. I don't run from things that I do wrong. What if I make a
mistake? There you go. Ownership.
Just like, hey, man, I thought it was 3 o'clock and it was 2. My bad. I saw something different, especially when you get the Outlook invite. Sometimes the time zones change, you get twisted.
Yeah.
So
for
me, it's time zones. Like when you send me an invite, sometimes I'm like, okay. Then I'm thinking in my head, no, I was okay. So I missed a meeting. I don't try to make excuses for it. I tell my interns, if you make a mistake, own it and move on. We figure it out. Okay, cool. We know what happened. Let's be better in the future. I think too many times, Coach, guys always want to blame somebody else or shift the blame. And I don't believe in that, Coach. I believe this: taking the ownership forward, deal with it, take your mess, whatever that is, and move on. Then we're better for it. We try to lie and make up reasonings and try to, you know, it gets murky fast.
Yes, you're exactly right. You can be with integrity and honesty. To me, it goes a lot further than coming in there and making up some bull crap. My kids, I tell them, I said, you know what? I was team captain when I played ball. And I'll never forget, I was student teaching. And when you student teach, you had to actually be at school like a teacher all day. And my practice didn't start till like 4 o'clock. And I got out of school at like 2. And I was real tired one day. And I said, you know, I'm going to run home and take a quick nap before I go to practice. And I'm a team captain. That little hour nap turned into a 2-hour nap, and I'm late for practice. First thing I did, walk in that gym, waited for a break, went straight to coach and said, I fell asleep without an alarm, and I didn't wake up in time. I'm late. I'll take whatever punishment I need. Once we got a break, I apologize to my team. I just took ownership, like you said. And I tell my guys, I played ball too. I made mistakes. I turned the ball over. I missed the defensive assignment. But when I was told that I needed to correct it, I owned it. I accepted it. I didn't go. But boss, he should have been in help too. He should have helped me out. No, man. Take ownership. Because if you take ownership, you're more than likely going to get better. If you don't, you won't.
Correct. And that was my thing too, coach. You know, my father being a coach, he wouldn't let me not take ownership for the mistakes I made, whether it be whatever sport it was. If I didn't, if I swung at a bad pitch, or I took a bad three-pointer, or if I didn't run the right route, my dad was on me. He was the first one to be in my grill. It was my father. And so, like I said, coach, he put that work ethic in me. He put that discipline in me. He put that ownership to take when I make the mistake, own it. Because we're all going to, he would say, we're all going to F up sometimes. So it's how you respond to when you F up.
That's right. That's right. You're exactly right. And if these kids could grasp that concept a little better, I think they'll be better off. And that's what, you know, one of our core values in our program is communication. And we tell our guys, you got to communicate. Don't lie. Just be honest. Hey, man, coach, I messed up, man. I missed that class because I overslept and I didn't set an alarm. Now, you do that 3 or 4 times, we got an issue. But if you do that once or twice and you know you messed up, we can talk about that and we can handle that, you know. And our guys tend to handle that really well because they know how I am. I'm not going to go, you know, I'm not going to curse you out. I'm not going to do all that. You do it too many times, you're probably going to be dismissed. Or you definitely ain't going to play. You're going to sit on that bench and clap for your teammate.
No doubt. And you know what, coach? I think the fact of the matter is because you don't cuss guys out. That's a novel thing today. To actually talk to them like people. Now, I think that's the thing that was my father. My father was stern, but he talked to me like a person.
Yeah.
It wasn't like I was trying to demean me. I'm less than. He was stern, but he talked to me like a person. And it sunk in better because it wasn't an attack like a bulldog almost. And people responded better, I think.
Yeah. You know, I would say the same thing about me. I'm very stern. I mean, I'll just tell you, here's the deal. This is what we're going to do. I'm not cursing you out. I'm not F-bombing you. I'm not doing all this. Here's the deal. You can leave my practice. You can just leave because you're a disruption today. And you're infecting the environment of the other guys and their ability to learn. You're a distraction. You need to go. I ain't cursing you out. I ain't MFing you. I'm not F-bombing you. Get out. Go to the locker room. Chill out. You might not play the next game. I don't know. We'll see. But get on out. You know? And they know. They know. Sometimes they won't leave because leadership has told them, if you leave, he really is going to bench you. But if you stay in there and take notes of it, just sit over there and just clap and just don't say nothing, more than likely, he's going to, you know, let you play. You know,
so. No doubt, coach. No doubt, man. And last one I got for you, coach, is this, man. So, I mean, tell me this, man. Seeing these young men that you have, man, just really, really grasp it, man. How just happy is it for you seeing these young men really take your coaching and buying in? Because I know as a coach, seeing a young man really just buy in and take coaching, man, that's make you feel good to know that you actually can really mold this clay person because they really have bought in and taken what you're given. You can really mold them into something even better than they thought they could even be.
You know, I think it's a simple thing, boss. It's a simple thing, but a lot of us have a hard time doing it. And it's humility, being humble. You know, you don't always have to be, just because you're the head coach, you don't always have to be right. And you can admit when you make a mistake. I've come out of a game and walk in the locker room, and the first thing I said was, I made a mistake. I should have called timeout. I messed up. Now, did I lose the game because George missed three free throws and two layups. No. But what I'm saying is I played a part in that, and I humbly accept that. You know, when your kids see humility, you being humble, you embracing that, then they can do the same thing. It's easier for guys in my culture and our culture to admit their faults, because it starts with me. And I'll be the first to walk in that locker room and go after myself. I don't go in the locker room and go, you guys didn't do this. You guys didn't do this. You didn't do that. And because you didn't do that, we lost game. No. We don't even talk about that, because I got to watch film and see that. You know, hey, we lost the game. You know, we have a few more turnovers than what we should have. Okay, I don't think we defended the way we can. But I really don't get into what really caused that loss to the next day, because we watched film. You know, we just weren't together today. You know, we messed up. You know, hey, I could have been better right here. We're watching film. My assistants now, they'll jump up and go, God, that's on me right there. I made a bad sub. I shouldn't have subbed right there. I should have subbed a little earlier. He was tired. He was fatigued. And it cost us, because when he was tired, he didn't get back on defense, and we gave up a layup. That was on me. When they see that kind of humility, they'll give it back. So that's a big thing for us, is humility, being humble. It's okay to be wrong, okay? You're okay with it when you're right. Why can't you be okay with it when you're wrong, all right? So that's our culture. You'll see that when you come over. You'll see my guys, you know, and you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed. You'll be like, these guys are incredible. You know, we got a good young group back, and we brought in a good class. I think this is going to be special. Just like you started the show with, this is going to be special. I'm looking forward to it.
Can't wait to come out there and see you guys, Coach. I just want to chat with you, Coach. You're one of my favorite guys to talk to, man, because, I mean, you remind me of, like, how my father is. I mean that seriously. So, like, I talk to my dad almost, I talk to you, man, because y'all the same kind of person, man, for real.
That's a compliment. I appreciate that.
But, Coach, as fun as always, my brother, we do this game real soon, Coach.
Yes, sir. Let's do this, man, and we'll get you over sometime.
Look forward to it. What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.